This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For more than 70 years, sugar has been one of the most protected U.S. commodities. To guard against foreign competition, it's been shielded by high tariffs and government subsidies. But that's led to elevated prices. Manufacturers that rely on sugar have warned that the high costs could force them to move production outside the United States, which is what's happening to one of the country's favorite treats. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
There's little doubt the town of Holland, Michigan tries to live up to the tradition of its European namesake. Windmills and wooden shoes adorn local shop windows, and banners for the annual Tulip Festival swing gently from many light standards. But for more than three decades, this town of 35,000 in western Michigan has also been the home of an American icon.
Coming home again to San Bruno. I still love them both.
Thousands of miles of lifesavers have rolled off a factory assembly line in Holland since the company first moved its operation here in 1967. Outside the otherwise nondescript factory on the edge of town are 15-foot replicas of lifesavers' rolls. On the roof is a huge revolving mint with a signature hole in the middle. Gina Martin worked at the Lifesavers factory since she graduated from high school 21 years ago. She was let go in November as part of the first wave of layoffs.
It had been here forever, and it was, I thought, going to be here forever. And I thought it was something that I could count on retiring with. I really did.
But those plans came crashing down in January when Kraft Foods, which owns Lifesavers, announced it was closing the plant and moving its operation to Quebec, Canada. Martin says employees were stunned by the news.
There was a lot of disbelief because our jobs were going out of the country.
Kraft declined an on-air interview, but in a statement it said there were several reasons for closing the Lifesavers plant, which employs more than 650 people. It said the Holland plant was underutilized and that there were lower manufacturing costs in Quebec. But the primary reason for moving to Canada, Kraft said, was the cost of sugar. Kraft says because of high tariffs and government subsidies, it pays at least twice as much for sugar in the United States than it would in Canada or other parts of the world. Mark Davis, a union representative for retail, wholesale, and department store workers, says any corporation would have made the same decision.
Well, you're looking at a product that is 99% sugar. So if they can save 50% on the main ingredient to their product, it's got a dramatic increase on the total operating cost of the company.
Kraft says it will save about $26 million a year by moving its Lifesavers operation to Canada. About half of that savings is the cost of sugar. But the company's departure will be a blow to the city of Holland. Lifesavers was the third largest taxpayer and a source of community pride. It's not a stretch to say Albert McGeehan, the mayor of Holland, is outraged over Kraft's decision to move Lifesavers.
You can't blame a company for looking at the bottom line and making that move. You can appeal to their patriotism, their national spirit. You can appeal to the reality that if people in the United States don't have jobs, to whom are they going to sell their product?
McGeehan says the city and the state tried to pull together an incentive package, including wide tax breaks, to encourage Lifesavers to stay put. But it wasn't nearly enough. James Donaldson, the vice president of the Michigan Business Development Board, says there are concerns now that other food manufacturers in the region could follow suit.
Kellogg and Post have large cereal plants in Battle Creek, and sugar is becoming one of the most significant elements of their ingredients in their processing. Both have been concerned about the sugar prices.
But Donaldson says even if manufacturers were allowed to buy sugar on the world market at a cheaper price, it wouldn't necessarily benefit Michigan. There are more than 3,000 sugar beet farmers and several processing plants in the state, and hundreds of people could lose their jobs if price supports were reduced or eliminated. Luther Marquardt with the American Sugar Beet Growers Association says the current policy helps keep jobs and protect farmers by preventing sugar being dumped in the U.S. at below market prices. Marquardt charges that Kraft is moving Lifesavers to Canada as a way of attacking the sugar program.
What you have here is a large industrial using sector that simply wants a cheaper price, and the only way they're going to do that is to threaten to put our farmers out of business. But if they get cheaper sugar, it is not passed on to the consumer.
But all the talk of subsidies and trade policies is lost on Gina Martin, who now has to find a way to support two young children on her own.
I just do not understand how one little factor can create so much hardship for people.
Kraft says it will close the Holland plant in phases, and the last lifesaver made in America is expected to roll off the line in the summer of 2003. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Holland, Michigan.